again with radio's home folks, Think and Fade, written by Paul Wright.
The Ledger is reminiscing at the moment, and we hear him saying,
made all his wife's clothes. Every stitch he wore, he made. Worked all day on the section gang, see? He was tall boss. And then after supper every evening, he'd whip out his needle and thread and sew on a nightgown, his dress, and his undershirt and something.
Well, he cracked on those settlers to tell about.
Yes, and he turned out beautiful work. I remember some of his sewing was on exhibition at the county fair, and he won a blue ribbon. Oh, some such long friends.
Hi.
What?
Hollering at Vic. He just come in.
Oh,
Anybody that tells me the meat's not done gets the face upside the snoot.
Well, it's not.
How dare you tell me this, madam?
Here's a nice gift we got for dinner.
Hey, hey, Uncle Fletcher. Greetings and felicitations. Keep your seat.
How are you, Vic?
I'm very, very sick.
Fine. Pretty morning this morning.
Yes, indeed. Rush, my boy. Take Papa's hat and overcoat and deposit him in the hallway.
Mm.
Did I tell you hello? Very well. Hello.
Hello. While you're in the hallway, Willie, get Aunt Bessie's postal card that's lying on the banister.
Okay.
Received a lovely postal card from Bessie this morning, Uncle Fletcher.
Yes.
What's this about the meats not being done, Mrs. Cook?
We got these, Funkle. Grocery boy never delivered them till after 10 o'clock.
I call that a very feeble excuse.
You appreciate how long it takes beef Funkles to get tender.
A very feeble excuse.
They'll be done in 10 minutes or so. Find it?
Yes.
Lovely postal card from Bessie.
Yes. Vic, just tell him Sadie here about Arnie Hookers there in Belvedere.
Oh?
You remember Arnie, likely.
No.
Made all his wife's clothes, you know.
Heard of that.
Made every stitch she wore.
Well.
Arnie left Belvedere in 1913. Moved to Slamington, Minnesota. Went into the wire hair gravy business. And later died.
Really?
You can't get ahead of Arnie Hookers.
Want me to read Bessie's little poster card, Uncle Fletcher?
Not at all. How are you, Rush?
All right, thanks.
Never noticed you come in.
I've been here all the time.
Yes.
Uncle Fletcher, this is a postal card from Bessie.
Oh?
Would you like to hear what she has to say?
No.
I think you mean yes. I'll read it.
Hey, I heard from Bessie myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure. Half-wit letters in the inside pocket of my coat. Go fetch it, Rush. I'll give you a nickel.
You bet. But never mind about the nickel. Only too glad.
Yes, I heard from Bessie.
What does she have to say?
Oh, this junk, that junk.
Mm-hmm.
Mentions Walter.
Uh-huh.
Mentions Yuncy.
Uh-huh.
This junk, that junk.
Oh. Well, in this postal card, she says, dear sister in all, thought I would write and see...
Everything going along fine at the office, Vic?
The situation is perfectly under control, thanks.
Got a good morning's work under your belt, I expect.
I think I may say so.
Now you're hungry, huh?
Awful hungry.
Beef Funkles will be done in just a few minutes.
Sadie tells me we're having beef Funkles this noon.
Yeah.
Beef Funkles hits the spot. I pushed my breakfast pretty close this morning with some potato chips. Fell over at the gas station, give me. But my appetite's all whetted up again now, and I'll be able to have a bite share of the beef Funkles. What's the trouble, Rush?
I'm handing you your letter.
Letter?
You sent me in the hallway to get a letter out of your coat pocket.
Oh, from Bessie. Sure. Wait now while I see if I've got that penny I mentioned.
Nickel, you mean?
I believe I've got a penny or someplace.
Oh, I forget it.
Yes.
Vic, Beth says, dear sister in all, thought I would write and see how you are feeling. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap seems to have let up considerable on the twinges. I suppose you
have to put that penny on the cuff, I guess, Rush.
Okay.
At least I got in my pockets a nickel.
Okay.
Just have to put that penny on the cuff for the time being.
Fine.
One penny I owe you. Remind me sometime.
All right.
Now, I'll dig off my glasses.
Vic.
Yeah?
Thought I would write and see how you are feeling. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap seems to have let up considerable on the twinges. I suppose you have been having lots of snow the same as us. Yuncy has memorized a new piece on the piano where she crosses her hands and steps on the loud pedal. I expect Vic is having high old times at the office.
High old times at the office? What you think I do with the office? Buy roses in my hair and eat white grapes and play the guitar all day?
She's making a polite little remark about you, is all. She feels there ought to be some reference to you in the postal card. I expect Vic is having high old times at the office. I have been sewing on some dresser scarves. A neighbor lady, Mrs. Can't make this out. She writes so tiny when she gets to the bottom of the postal card and tries to crowd so much in the person can't read it. A neighbor lady, Mrs. Somebody, give me some patterns that that something or other something very pretty. Is Rush still enjoying something or other something in his schoolwork something? I hope he something or other. Ha ha. Well, I guess he's something or other something something. Can't be expected to something something. Just dandy.
All right, people.
Hmm?
I got my spectacles on my nose. There's Bessie's letter, and I'm all ready to see what she's got to say.
Oh, haven't you read it yet?
No.
When did it arrive? This morning?
No.
Thanks, postmark one.
Okay. Here's my address on the envelope here. Mr.
Fletcher Rush?
Yes, Mr. Fletcher Rush. And then it goes ahead and gives my house number and so forth.
Oh.
Up here in the corner, we have the postmark.
Okay. February 9th.
No.
February 9th, 1942.
Postmark says Carberry, Illinois.
He's been carrying that letter around since the 9th of February.
Looks like it's been carried around a couple of years.
Yes, sir. The postmark says Carberry, Illinois.
Well, Uncle Fletcher, when did you receive that letter?
Oh, a while back.
Did you receive it in February?
Well, the postmark will give us that information. You make it out, Rush?
Yeah, February 9th.
Uh-huh. I've been meaning to read this letter right along, Sadie.
I hope.
Just looked like I couldn't get around to it. Reminded of it every evening, too. See, I always empty my pockets out on the top of my dresser before I go to bed night.
Huh.
And, of course, I thought out this letter every evening. But I don't know. It seemed like I never got around to reading it.
Well, weren't you curious about what Bessie had to say?
Yes, I was curious. I believe it was the night before last I got real curious. I was in my room ready to jump in bed and noticed Bessie's letter laying on my dresser there and thought, I wonder what Bessie says in that letter.
But you never opened it?
I jumped in bed. Well, sir, here we have the envelope with my address written on it. Mr.
Fletcher Rush.
Yes, Mr. Fletcher Rush. And then it goes on ahead and gives the name of the street I live on, and so on and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Up here in the corner, we have the postmark.
Uh-huh.
Carberry, Illinois. February 9th, 1942.
February 9th.
Yes. And turning over the letter, we discover who it's from.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Walter Happers, Carberry, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
That's Bessie.
Yes.
Luke Thacker there in Belvedere had some half-wit envelopes made and sent on him, returned in 5 days.
Yeah.
No, that's a joke. He actually had that on his envelope. Returned in 5 days to Luke Thacker, Belvedere, Illinois.
Hmm.
Luke, you know, married a woman 15 years old, moved to Yachman, Texas, went into the chocolate-flavored sandpaper business, and later died.
Huh.
I'm hungry.
So am I.
Rush, trot out in the kitchen and stick a fork in the beef, Uncle. We ought to be just about done.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Here we have a letter from Bessie.
Written a whole month ago.
Yes.
Why didn't you ever open it?
Just never seemed to be able to get around to opening it.
Well, weren't you curious?
Curious? No, I can't say I was curious.
Curious? Didn't you want to find out what Bessie had to say?
Oh, curious. Sure, I was curious. Just the other evening I was curious. Half-wit letter was laying on top of my dresser, don't you think? And I happened to glance at it, and the thought hit me. By George, I wonder what Bessie says in that letter.
Yeah.
But the curious feeling wore off after a bit.
Hmm.
I hope it's
good. You're done, man.
Fork going easy?
Yeah, these buckles are tender as a horse.
Well, fellas, I guess we can go sit down.
Fine.
So foolish, you know, I'm a bunch of guys.
Well, cheer up. In half a minute, you'll be eating away 16 to the dozen.
Remember Hobe Oberle there in Belvedere, Vic?
No.
Wore his socks outside his shoes.
Uh-oh.
Hope Oberle married a woman 34 years old, paid the expenses of having all her teeth extracted as a wedding present, moved to Wash River, Kentucky, went into the corduroy looking glass business, and later died.
Hmm. Well, let's go eat.
Fine.
Don't forget your letter, Uncle Fletcher.
No, for mercy's sake, don't forget your letter. Wouldn't want to lose it.
I'll slip it in my pants pocket. It's a letter from Bessie.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what Bessie says in this one.